Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Jamaican delegation welcomes the delegation of El Salvador to Geneva for the consideration of its fourth UPR report and thanks the government for its national report. In this regard, the Jamaican delegation commends the government of El Salvador for the adoption of over 10 new laws, such as a special act for the protection of the rights of older persons, supported by innovative policies, plans, and strategies, such as the integration of grandparents in communities, which was mentioned in today's presentation. My delegation further welcomes the appointment of a presidential commissioner for human rights and freedom of expression in May 2023, who joins us here today. This signals the high level of political commitment by the government to preserving freedom of expression. Mr. Vice President, in recognizing the important strides being made in El Salvador to support various vulnerable and minority groups, Jamaica recommends that the government of El Salvador also enhance efforts towards the promotion and protection of the rights of people of African descent in El Salvador for their recognition, effective participation, and development within the society. In closing, we wish the delegation of El Salvador a constructive and successful review. Mil gracias.